Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Bet, Mishnah Het, we know that part of the obligation of Hashavat Aveda is to ensure that the item that was found stays in good condition until it's eventually returned to its rightful owner. Hill will give examples in this Mishnah about what you do in order to prevent damage on things that need to be stored long term. Mishnah says, Matza Sefarim, Kore Bahen Ahat Deshloshim Yom. If somebody found books, in those days the books were really scrolls, like we have a Sefer Torah or Megillah. Nowadays, if they were left untouched, they would eventually start to decay and harden. So therefore, in order to prevent this, the Hachamim allowed a person or obligated him to really go through them and open them up to have them exposed to air so they wouldn't decay. So if he found Sefarim, he should read through them every 30 days in order that they get the proper air. And if he doesn't have to read through them, he should roll them out every 30 days in order to expose them to the air and the elements. But you shouldn't study any text that you're learning for the first time. When you're learning for the first time, you're not going to just browse through and go through it quickly, but you're going to be me'ayin, you're going to analyze it, and when you're analyzing it and keeping that page in front of you open for an extended period of time, you may end up damaging it. So therefore, it shouldn't be something that you're looking at for the first time, but something that you're already familiar with. If you're familiar with it, you can't read it, you just have to go through it. Like a book of Gemara, the opposite. Not only the first time, but going forward, you spend much more time the second and third time on your Hazarot. You want to analyze it more carefully. So even if you studied the Gemara before, if that was the text in question, you're not allowed to study that at all because you tend to damage it. And v'lo yikra aher imo, you shouldn't even have, even if it's a book that you could read through, halakhically, no problem, because it's not the first time you're reading it, you shouldn't have somebody else lean over your shoulder or try and read it with you, because you and him, that other person, may pull at the scroll and cause damage, cause it to tear. Matza ksut minara ahat l'shloshim yom, veshoteha l'sorka. Somebody found a garment, he should shake it out every 30 days, and he should also spread it out over a bed or a table for its benefit to make sure that the entire garment is getting the proper air, and that it's not going to become eaten by moths. But you're not allowed to put it out in your house for your own honor to serve as a decoration for your home. If you have silver or copper utensils, which have to be stored underground in order to prevent them from being stolen, but they may become corroded, they may become damaged when they're underground if they're left there too long. So we say mishtamesh bahen lesorkan. You could occasionally use them for their needs as much as it's needed in order to prevent that decay from happening. Avalo leshahakan, but you're not allowed to use it where you're going to wear it down. It has to be that you're using it as much as necessary in order to prevent damage to the utensil, but it's not for your own benefit. But if you're talking about gold or glass utensils, those do not corrode in the ground, and therefore, they don't really need to use them. No damage will ever happen to them. You should leave it stored in the ground until Eliyahu Hanavi comes and tells us the right owner of these items. There are situations where the Torah tells us you could ignore Hashavat Avedah. If you see a lost object in the street, you do not have to get involved in it. Mishnah says, Matza sak o kupa. V'chol davar she'en darko litol. Somebody found a sack or a container or another object that it's not normal for this type of person to pick up. It's beneath his dignity. He's a Talmid Hacham or he's a Zaken, and it's unbecoming of him to carry that type of item. Hadeze lo yitol. You don't have to pick it up and return it to the owner. We learn out from here that Torah tells us, V'hit alamta mehem, that you're going to turn away and make yourself blind to these items. Pe'amim sha'atamit alem. There are times, we learn from here, that you're allowed to turn your face and become blind to the item, that you don't see it. Like if you're a zaken, or if you're a talmid hacham, and it's beneath your kavod to pick up the item and take it, a person's allowed to ignore it.